This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. In Proverbs chapter 10, we have verse 26 that says, "As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him." As we think about the reaction that we have to smoke in the eyes, have you ever been in a really smoky place, like a fire, or caught in a building where there's fire, or near a large bonfire or something? And the smoke that comes to your eyes, it stings and it irritates, and it's something that you want to get away from. And the same thing is if you've ever had vinegar, and as vinegar to the teeth, you know, it's a bitter thing. It's something that we don't desire. We want to get away from it. And so the comparison here is the sluggard to him that sent him. So have you ever sent someone? Have you ever been the one that's been sent? And you've not been diligent in what you've been sent to do. I think we know some children like that sometimes, that we work and we train and we teach them to be diligent in carrying out the task that they've been given. But the one that's a sluggard that just takes his time and that just gets distracted and goes off and goes and does other things, then what Proverbs says here is that's the same thing as like smoke in the eyes. It's an irritant, you know. And I want to just take this a step further for our inspiration today, and I want to think about the sending of that God has done. God has sent. He's already given us a commission. And what shall we do? What shall we do with that commission? Shall we delay? So when we first get born again and we say, well, you know, I'm just too new and I should delay a while, I should learn a while, something else. Maybe there's some wisdom in sitting at the feet of someone else. But, you know, after a while, let's not be the one that's delaying. Let's not be the sluggard. Let's not be the one that says, I'm too lazy to do these things, but and thereby being one that is annoying to him that's sent, but rather let us diligently press in. You know, if God speaks and says it's time to move, it's time to do something, I believe that we need to obey. We need to say, yes, Lord, you are the Lord, and I don't understand these things, but it is right for you to do them and say them. So here we have a commandment. It's a reinforcement of a commandment we already have. We have the commandment to go into all nations and teach the gospel and show people how to obey God in observing all things that he has commanded us. And then we have it bolstered up here in Proverbs by saying, you know, do so quickly. Don't be a sluggard in these things, beloved. And so I hope you're encouraged to think about the will of God in these things. And let's not be smoke in the eyes of God or vinegar to the teeth of God, but rather let us be diligent and enthusiastic to carry through with the things that he desires for us to do. So God bless you.